You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 5, Christmas, Gadgets, and Gizmos Aplenty. Hi, friends. In this episode, I want to share some gadgets and gizmos that are sure to help you decorate and simplify your holiday. I've mentioned some of these in past episodes, but hopefully having them all in one episode will help. Let's start with where I am right now. Halloween is over, and I've gone around the house taking down the fall decor. Now it's time to get out the Christmas boxes. Yesterday, when they took a brief break from watching football, my son and his friend helped bring up some of the boxes from the basement. There are a lot, and I take my time. So I start with what I love the most, and that's anything with lights. The mini trees go into the boys' rooms, the tiny tree by my coffee maker gets plugged in, and the lighted garland goes up. Here are a few gadgets that are necessary as the decorating begins. Batteries, and lots of varieties. AA, AAA, and D batteries are my standards. Last year, I removed batteries from the decor and placed them in Ziploc bags, so if they still had power, I could reuse them and the items didn't get corroded. You can pick up your batteries at Costco. I just saw some on sale. Next, timers. Timers are one of my favorite ways to simplify Christmas decorating indoors and outdoors. What a nice treat in the evening when magically the house gets even more festive. Some things have a specific place year after year, but I always spend time looking around my house and seeing where I can create new little moments of Christmas. Sometimes I have new decorations I have picked up, or I just want to mix things up. Once I get started, I always give myself permission to tinker with the decor. It's so satisfying to walk from room to room and see the Christmas spirit everywhere. Now, when it comes to the lighted garland, an essential gizmo that's necessary for hanging it on the staircase railing is floral wire. This wire is sturdy, flexible, and is the perfect green to blend in with the garland. When it comes time to decorate the tree, hopefully you have organized your lights. Paper towel tubes are great for wrapping lights around and keeping them from getting smushed. Bubble wrap is a great way to protect delicate ornaments, and specific ornament tubs come with dividers that can help keep ornaments from getting misplaced or broken. Pipe cleaners are also great to have on hand to cluster ornaments together before attaching to the tree branches. Hooks are also a must. Now, do you struggle getting a real tree to stand up straight and stay that way throughout the season? We have a wonderful tree stand that makes it easy to keep even the tallest tree straight and sturdy. It's from Krinner, K-R-I-N-N-E-R, and it's the Tree Genie XL. This is not an inexpensive purchase, but it will serve you well for years and years. When it comes to keeping a real tree alive for Christmas, watering is essential. And for years, I would fill a pitcher with water and crawl under the tree, trying to fill the stand without getting water everywhere. Last year, Andy found my favorite gadget of all. It's a plastic funnel with a long tube attached. You can hide it in the tree. Pour water into the funnel and it goes right into the stand. No mess and no crawling under the tree. It's called a Christmas tree watering funnel and was purchased on Amazon for less than $20. When it comes to hanging things on the walls, I try to use nails that are already there rather than create more holes in the wall just for a couple of months. I also use command hooks and Scotch removable mounting squares when needed for things like the Christmas cards I display. Let's talk a little about outdoor decor and lights. We put those out right after Thanksgiving. Of course, you will have your timers ready, but you might also need extension cords. Make sure they're approved for outdoor use. Be sure to test your lights before going through the trouble of putting them all out, only to have to do it again. Remember, make Christmas smarter, not harder. Do you set up outdoor decorations? I have light-up animals that go around the outside of my house, and I use plastic stakes to secure them to the ground, another gadget that's helpful. Back inside, a few more things you might want to have handy are a glue gun for last-minute repairs or easy-to-make crafts, a spray bottle, which is great for spritzing live garland so it lasts longer. Of course, for wrapping, you'll need scissors and tape, and you should also use slap bracelets to keep your wrapping paper from coming unraveled. In the kitchen, you'll want to have cookie cutters on hand, and I love having a cookie press for my Aunt Pat's Christmas tree spritz cookies. If you're a fan of eating and making creme brulee, a kitchen torch would be a great gizmo to create an extra crackly top. Something I love is a decorative bundt cake pan. Bundt cakes are effortlessly yummy, and the way the pan is designed, it takes a basic cake and makes it fancy. How about using technology and AI to help during the holidays? Along with my Alexa from Amazon, I use Copilot, Google, Instagram, and Pinterest a lot. You are probably familiar with those, but do you know about AI tools like Gift Assistant or Smart Gift? These are tools that can help with gift ideas. Spotify has an AI tool called Playlistify that can create a custom Christmas playlist to keep you in the mood all season long. There's another AI tool called Planner 5D that can help you visualize your decorations in your house. Adobe Spark and Canva both use AI to create personalized holiday cards. Why not embrace the future? Be brave and try some new things this season. Hopefully, these gadgets, gizmos, and technology help you do more with less stress this holiday. A simple and beautiful way to decorate is by using fresh flowers. I absolutely love how small bouquets in various vases or even small jars or bowls can bring a table to life or take your Christmas nook to the next level. Remember, keep your centerpieces low on your dining table so people can see each other while discussing how great your food is. For this episode's top five segment, I want to share my favorite Christmas flowers. Number five, red and pink roses. Gorgeous. And the scent ain't so bad either. Number four, poinsettias, the ultimate Christmas flower. And fun fact, they are not poisonous. Number three, white tulips and baby's breath, simple and elegant. Number two, pine branches with berries and eucalyptus. And number one, white lilacs with greenery. This is an extra special selection and would make an extra special Christmas centerpiece. Bonus! Mini Christmas trees make great table decor and hostess gifts. You can get fresh ones at Publix or other grocery stores. Don't forget to plant your spring bulbs now. When you see those daffodils and tulips come up in spring, it will be a nice surprise to you from you. For more flower inspiration, follow Mini Micro Flowers, all one word, on Instagram. This master farmer and gardener brings you along as she creates and works on the most incredible flower gardens ever. Now for something yummy. The gadget you will need is the mighty air fryer. This is a great way to make all kinds of yummy foods. Here's a fun and easy recipe for air fryer donut biscuits. If you do not have an air fryer, pause this podcast and order one from Amazon right now. Get yourself an air fryer and see what everyone's talking about. This recipe is sure to be a hit. You will need a tube of Pillsbury Grands biscuits, a festive cookie cutter, melted butter, and a small bowl with cinnamon and sugar for dipping. Now open your biscuit tube and separate each one onto parchment paper. Gently roll out each biscuit just enough to fit your cookie cutter. Spray your air fryer basket with cooking spray and add each Christmas-shaped biscuit in a single layer. Air fry at 350 degrees for 5 to 6 minutes, flipping halfway through. After cooking, let them cool, then brush with melted butter and dip in your cinnamon sugar mixture. Finally, enjoy eating them with a buddy. Here is a Christmas quote to help you get merry. This quote is from Hamilton Wright Mabee. Quote, "Blessed is the season which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love." End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We have 5 more episodes this season. I hope you enjoy them. I love putting them together for you. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review. Do you have any gadgets or gizmos that help you during the holidays? I would love to hear from you. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast at gmail.com. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.